You've probably seen him popping up in your social media feeds on Instagram and Facebook the past few days through Connecticut. Pauly's Push, starring in 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna.
Yeah, Pauly is a former flight attendant. He's walking from Boston to New York in memory of the heroes lost on September 11, 2001. And he's pushing an airline beverage cart 200 miles to ground zero. What a journey. So we had a chat with Pauly to hear more about the details of the push. And he told us a story on how the whole thing started.
Well, how it started was I was a flight attendant with United Airlines, and I landed at 8 o'clock the night before in Boston. And I knew the crew that was on the second plane that hit the tower, Flight 175, United 175. So I flew 10 more years for United. And what happened was when the buildings came down that day, as we all witnessed, something happened inside me. I just knew what the enormity of that scene with those two big buildings coming out, that everyone was going to forget what was going on in the beginning of that day, which were these crew members were going hand-to-hand combat, really, with trained terrorism. And they weren't trained to do that. But we know from phone calls that were made off some of the airplanes what was happening. They were relaying messages to us. And, you know, some of them were running through the cabins, and, you know, the cabins were sprayed with mace by the terrorists, and they were going through the curtains between each cabin, and, you know, just the scene that they were involved in was just the enormity of at 8 o'clock in the morning and what they were up against. So it just haunted me, and I knew that I needed to make sure that we all recognized the heroics of these guys. They were complete American heroes in my eyes, and you know, each one of them had some memorial in their hometown, but I felt it wasn't enough. I felt the whole world should have been up in arms and recognizing these guys. So in the first anniversary of 9/11, I was still flying, and I saw the beverage cart, and I knew I had to do something that would get national attention, because the crew members' families lived all over the country, and I didn't want to do something that wouldn't get national attention. In other words, I could have rode a bike, ran a marathon, or something like that. But I knew it had to be something that would just draw everybody's attention. I didn't realize the key was to this whole thing was the beverage cart, because, as you know now, three years ago, I did do Boston to New York on the 20th anniversary, and to recognize all the crew members. But so when I got to Ground Zero in 2021, I got worldwide attention, and I was so grateful I was able to accomplish what I set out to do. And I came home, and a gentleman in a couple of towns over from me donated a mobile home to me and said, just keep doing what you're doing, will you? And at that point, I knew it was just another sign. I said, I guess I'll just do all four airplanes in the route where they left out of and where they ended up on 9/11. So the second year, I pushed from Washington Dulles Airport to the Pentagon, where Flight 77 went down. And then last year, I pushed from Newark Airport to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That took me a month. That one was over 300 miles over four mountains. And
wow.
So now this will, it's pretty cool. I shouldn't say cool, but it's just amazing that now I'm going to be completing all four airplanes with the absolute first one that day, which was American 11. And, you know, I call them the first responders because that's what they were. So to be out here in these towns and to come through and have police and fire escort me with their lights on and showing honor to these guys as you know, first responders, it's just amazing to me, because the first time it happened to me out here, the first thing I thought of was, oh, my God, I wish the family members could experience this feeling to see these first responders, police, fire, ambulance, all escort me to show respect for these guys. And that's just exactly, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional, I think about it. So I think now that these, you know, to have all these pilots and flight attendants and everybody around the world reach out to me, and now everybody understands when they see these videos of me and the news, you know, the news doing stories on it, it's finally, you know, it's finally happening what I wanted to do. You know, the 5 days after 9/11, when I made a picture of the crew that I knew, and I carry that in the beverage cart. I had a small picture of them attached to my flight bag, and I flew around for 10 years all over the country with that picture on the outside of my bag, and everybody knew me as the guy with the pictures on his bag. Mm. And now to be able to, you know, do this worldwide and make sure all of us recognize these people is just something special. You know, and the biggest thing now is that I never thought about is, you know, what I see out here on the street is kids with signs and, you know, go, Pauly, go, and they're screaming out the car windows. And I know the parents are, you know, helping them make those signs and tell them about 9/11. So that never even entered my mind about the next generations, you know. And now here I am getting to speak to schools and tell the story. And really, that's how we'll never forget. And how we can, you know, the memory of these heroes will live on through the next generation. So, I couldn't have planned this. Every day it just keeps evolving. And it's pretty special. It really is. It's what an experience to be out here. And Connecticut is incredible. I'll tell you, Connecticut is just unbelievable. It's just what a beautiful place. Every town has been showing me so much support and love, and I can't thank them enough, the police and the fire and the people. It's just unbelievable. It really took off here in the first year when I came to Connecticut. I joke about it all the time that I hated Connecticut my whole life being from Boston because, you know, the only time I came to Connecticut was on 95, and I never saw Connecticut. And but I'll tell you, I love Connecticut. I really do. It's just a beautiful place. So.
Yeah, we've been following you on the social, and it looks like all the stops you've made so far in Connecticut have been great with Milford and West Haven and coming down. And I'm originally from the Boston area as well, and when I moved here to Connecticut years ago, I felt the same way. Yeah, I was like, I was just driving through Connecticut. But the towns here and the people here are really special, so it's great you got to experience that.
I'm telling you, it really is amazing. It's funny because where I stopped today, across the street, there's I think it's an old movie theater or something. And I couldn't believe it. I was coming on the street, and I remembered. I said, oh, my God. Amy Jarrett was a flight attendant on 175 that I was close with. And her family, I was the first one to reach out to me, and I got to meet them all and go to their home. But on the first push, they contacted me and said there was a documentary being done, being shown for the first time in this movie theater here, where I'm sitting right now across the street. And it was called, I believe, A Sky So Blue. I believe that's what it was called. And it was about 15 people that died on 9/11. It was a gentleman, I don't know the exact story, but he worked downtown, and he walked by, and he would just take a name and then go to his office, and he'd research the person. And so I think there was something like 800 people that he names it. But he picked 15 to do the documentary on, and she was one of the 15. So all the families were invited to this. And I'm in the middle of this push on my way to Ground Zero, and they invited me and my team to be here. It was special. And then, Amy's father and brother and family walked with me down to Ground Zero when I brought the cart down there. So... Wow. Yeah, the whole thing is so really special. It really is. It's amazing. The stories are amazing here.
Yeah, it's incredible. And so you'll continue your journey, and then you'll end the whole thing on 9/11 at Ground Zero next week, right?
Well, I'll absolutely be there by September 11th, but they asked me if I could come September 10th. They're having something new there, I think, for airline personnel, and they wanted me to try to be there by the 10th, so I'll be there on the 10th.
So next week,
I'll
okay.
Get there, no mind. Yeah, no matter what, you know, I tell everybody, this thing will be there. Don't worry about it if I have to carry it on my back.
Yeah. Well, it's unbelievable what you're doing. You know, we love watching it. It's very special for everyone, for the families and the first responders, for everybody. So thank you. And I think, like you said, with the kids making the signs, you know, it's really, you know, brought a lot of smiles to a lot of people. So thank you for doing what you're doing. And, you know, good luck on the rest of the journey.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, because I'll tell you, radio was really big for me in Connecticut, too. It was amazing what people will do to help me get the story out. So it's pretty special. It really is.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is very special. And so thank you again for making this track and for everything that you're doing.
I appreciate it. I'm just a guy pushing the cart, really. It's you people, the media, and it's in the social media, really, that do this for me. I could never do alone. So yeah. If I push the cart, you guys tell the story, and it works. So
love it.
Thank you.
And if anyone who's not following yet, you can follow him at Paulie's Push on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, and paulie'spush.com. You can track his route there and see all the photos and videos. So best of luck on the rest of it. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Paulie.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.